Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. China's National Press and Publication Administration granted publishing licenses for 73 online video games, including titles from Tencent and NetEase. It last approved new paid games from either company in July 2021. The U.S. Department of Commerce's National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, signed a cooperative R&D deal with Google to develop new nanotechnology and semiconductor devices. NIST will design the chips with university partners, planning on up to 40 different designs, with Google handling initial production costs. The chip designs will be open source. It's a big day for action cam announcements. DJI announced the Osmo Action 3, which ditches the modular design of its predecessor. It can shoot up to 4K 120 frames per second video with its Rocksteady 3.0 stabilization on and natively supports vertical video. It's available for pre-order now for $329. Not to be outdone, GoPro announced the Hero 11 Black and 11 Black mini cameras. These can record up to 5.3K video in an open gate 8x7 aspect ratio. The Mini lacks the front and rear screens and has a non-removable battery, but it gets a smaller size. The Hero 11 Black is available now for $500. GoPro subscribers are able to get it for $400. The Mini retails for $400, available to subscribers for $300, and that ships October 25th. Logitech announced the Brio 500 series webcams, offering up to 1080p resolution and a 90-degree field of view. It includes a new privacy shutter and a mount that offers a show mode. Basically, it can tilt down to show your desk. It includes beamforming mics and auto framing. It's available now for $130. In 2020, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit with 16 other states and U.S. territories alleging that Google entered into an agreement with Facebook in 2018 to allegedly give Facebook an illegal advantage in ad auctions. Google sought to dismiss the lawsuit, saying the alleged conduct was legal. However, U.S. District Judge P. Kevin Castle for the Southern District of New York ruled the lawsuit can proceed, although dismissed the claim that it was an unlawful restraint of trade. South Korea's Personal Information Protection Commission fined Google and Meta for privacy law violations, saying they did not obtain prior consent when collecting user behavioral information. It fined Google 69.2 billion won, about 50 million U.S. dollars, and Meta 30.8 billion won. The EU General Court ruled to largely uphold the European Commission's antitrust fine against Google, although it reduced the overall fine from 4.3 billion euros to 4.1 billion euros. It agreed that Google illegally forced handset makers to pre-install Google Search and Chrome as part of the Play Store license and prevented the use of Google apps on alternative versions of Android. The court did rule that the EC didn't provide enough evidence on Google paying OEMs to exclusively pre-install Google Search. The decision can be appealed to the EU's Court of Justice. Intel published, and then deleted, the specs for its 13th generation Raptor Lake processors on its Canadian website and includes info on its Core i5-13600K, i7-13700K, and i9-13900K CPUs. The specs show the i9-13900K with 24 cores and 32 threads and performance cores running at a maximum frequency of 5.4 GHz. The i7-13700K will have 16 cores and 24 threads with up to 5.3 GHz on performance cores, and the i5-13600K will ship with 14 cores and 20 threads plus a maximum frequency of 5.1 GHz on those performance cores. Amazon's 2022 Kindle edition has a new 300 ppi display that's up from 167 ppi found on previous models and matches the resolution of the last new Paperwhite models. Onboard storage is doubled to 16 gigabytes with a claimed 6-week battery life, a lighter frame, adjustable front light, and a much yearned for USB-C port. The Amazon Kindle 2022 edition starts at $100 in black or denim. A kids edition is $20 more. GM's autonomous driving unit Cruise announced it developed 4 chips for its self-driving cars set to be deployed by 2025. The main processing chip will use an ARM architecture, but the company said it's actively looking into RISC-V as well. Cruise hardware head Carl Jenkins indicated the company previously used NVIDIA GPUs for vehicles, but couldn't negotiate volume deals due to a lack of scale. Nikkei Asia sources say Apple will be the first company to use TSMC's new N3E chipmaking node and upgrade to its 3-nanometer process. This will be used initially on the A17 chip for 2023 iPhones, and then later on an M3 chip for laptops. TSMC also reportedly delayed Intel's orders on the updated node until 2024. Sonos announced the Sub-Mini subwoofer. It compared with Sonos' Beam, Ray, One, and One SL speakers. It's available for pre-order now, shipping October 6th for $429. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced a new community chats feature would come to Messenger and Facebook groups. Similar to Discord, these allow large groups to organize chats into categories, including support for audio and video channels, as well as admin-only channels. Meta began testing the feature, with plans to expand it in the coming weeks. Apple informed developers it will release new ad placements in the App Store as early as this holiday season. In July, Apple said it would expand App Store ads to the Today tab, as well as a sponsored section under the You Might Also Like section. And finally, Adobe's 2022 U.S. Emoji Trend Report found 68% of respondents said they like it when people use emojis at work, with 62% believing they make team decision-making more efficient. 40% of respondents said they felt their identities were not reflected in current emoji options. The most popular emoji in the survey was the crying laughing emoji. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.